Hello, and happy Easter.
Cute.
It's not cute, it's stupid.
It was.
It's the dumbest daddest dad joke of all time.
Pretty close to it, yeah.
Well, I'm nothing if not cornball.
Yes, this is true.
So, you've got Captain Josh Olive over here and Robert Lukowitz sitting over there. We are here to do your place-by-place fishing report so that you will know where to go this Easter weekend.
Yay.
You excited?
As excited as I'm going to get.
Okay, then it might as well get started. So, where do we begin this thing? According to my list, it starts on the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek.
Hey, all right. There's a good spot to start. Oh, let's see. They're catching snook up there still. It's almost a mirror image of last week.
Okay. There's
been a couple of redfish up there, and then a whole lot of juvenile tarpon along Shell Creek, but a couple guys have actually been hooking them at the spillway. And they're assorted sizes all the way up to about 80 pounds.
What are they eating?
Let's see. One guy got two on shrimp. Put them in the air. He didn't land them. Another guy hooked about an 80-pounder on a jerkbait. Another guy hooked one.
What do you mean by jerkbait? Do you mean a soft plastic?
Yeah,
do you mean
soft
a hard
plastic. Soft plastic, like a fluke.
Okay.
And then the other guy got his trolling. And he got that one in the straightaway before the trestle.
Okay.
So, that's about the only place I've heard of them hooking anything consistently.
Okay. Well, that's completely not a mirror image of last week where we said that you...
Just look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, things have changed. A whole week later, the tarpon are starting to have an appetite.
Exactly.
By the time we talk about this next week, I expect things might have changed just a little bit more.
No, it'll probably change back to the other way.
I said changed. I didn't say we'll have gotten better. I didn't say we'll have improved.
Right.
Change is change. You get what you get.
Right. Exactly.
The Darce Park Boat Ramp and I-75 Bridges area.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
No reports.
No, the one report was he caught nothing.
Oh. Okay.
He fished for about 2 hours.
Let's clarify that, and I will type nothing.
Yeah. He fished for about 2 hours. He heard a couple snook pop. He saw a couple fish on his bottom machine, but couldn't do anything.
Okay. Well, that, sir, is a bummer.
Yes.
41 Bridges, Live Oak Park area.
Let's see, one cobia, legal size one, was caught there the other day. A couple short ones were caught also. Baby bull shark. A couple of trout. And then they've been catching some snook at night. You know, they've been doing fair on them.
Any of them keep?
I don't remember, to be honest. I just know a lot of guys have been snook fishing over there.
Gotcha.
So I'm assuming they're probably catching a couple legal ones here and there.
The Lashley Pier closed until further notice due to hurricane damage.
Yep.
Have we received further notice?
No further notice.
Excellent. Bayshore Pier.
One baby bull shark. He had a couple runs and one baby bull shark.
Okay.
That was it.
Cruising right along. We've added the Port Charlotte Beach Pier onto this because it's technically kind of part of the Port Charlotte Canals. But people were asking, why is the Port Charlotte Beach Pier, which is my favorite pier, not on your list of spots? So we decided to add it in as a specific location. And what can you tell me about the PC Beach Pier, Robert?
Snook at night and in the early morning right before sunrise. And then they've also been catching a couple of small mangrove snapper. That's about it that I've heard of this week.
No sawfish?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
You know what? I can't do that.
What?
You said mangrove snapper. I was thinking sawfish, and I typed mangrove sawfish. That would have confused somebody.
That would have been interesting.
A mangrove sawfish, what's that?
Yep.
The Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
A lot of small snook. Most of the guys are catching them trolling. A handful of guys are catching them pitching underneath docks and mangroves. A lot of little snapper, especially over in Spring Lake and East Spring Lake. And then juvenile tarpon in East Spring Lake, West Spring Lake, and the Countryman Waterway. Nobody's hooking any, but they're seeing a lot of them and trying like heck. Didn't get any reports of any jacks. No black drum. Nothing. Little.
But they should be there.
They should be there. But just got no feedback on them.
Okay. The El Jobin Pier.
El Jobin at night has been the best thing going. A lot of snook fishermen and catching legal snook and a lot of undersized snook. Daytime's been producing some small snapper, a few trout, one juvenile black drum. And what else was it? There was one other fish. I can't even remember off the top of my head. Oh, short cobia. So, you know, and that guy was trying to fish for sharks off the seawall there, but ended up catching the cobia.
Okay.
He did get broke off by some unknown fish. But he's trying.
Okay. Sound cool to me. Yeah. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Let's see. The only thing I've heard of was a short cobia, a small bull shark, and a couple of ladyfish.
Okay.
That's it.
Boring.
Yeah, I know. Pretty boring. It's kind of weird. Not that many people either gave me reports or just didn't fish up in the cutoff. Usually there's at least a couple things, but nothing.
How about in the South Gulf Coast now? Is there anything in there?
A lot of tilapia. A couple of bass. A guy caught a couple sand bream. Because I think that was a guy that posted on the Facebook page. Because he was asking about how he was catching bass, but caught sand bream and was wondering how he's catching saltwater fish.
Gotcha.
Another guy caught a snook off of his neighbor's dock light. First one he's gotten to eat a lure. So he was excited about that. What else? That's it.
You know, I fished with some guys who live back in there, and they were telling me how terrible the bite's been since the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, he showed me a spot where he said, you see these pepper trees where they're leaning into the water. And he said, right about this time last year, we caught 75 good keeper size Mayan cichlids mm-hmm. off of this pepper tree in one trip. And right. I came back here last week, and I caught one that was about 5 inches long, and that was it.
Right.
And they're saying, you know, we've been fishing off our docks, and it's terrible. We don't even bother trolling out through the canals anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's been very off.
Yeah. They were advocating that we take out the lock. They thought that that would not only improve the water situation in there, but also allow more fish to go through.
Right.
So.
I just don't know how much it's helping with freshwater part of it because all that mangrove shoreline letting water out.
Right.
You know what I mean? What real drastic difference will it make, do you think?
I don't know. I really don't. I'm sure that somebody who studies hydrology would have a much better idea of it than I would. I mean, you and I could make a guess, but this is the kind of thing where we could guess really wrong.
Right.
So I think that a deeper look at how that water would actually move through there would be important before any kind of decision could be made.
Right.
But at this point, just off the cuff, I don't know what real value that lock is
right.
performing.
That's kind of where I'm at with it.
So.
And it's like every other lock, they always break.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got an attendant now.
Do they?
Yeah. So he sees you coming, and he cracks it open.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, that's nice of him.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
I guess that attendant is also there in case it breaks.
I like that job.
So, yeah?
Yeah.
I think they were looking for somebody.
Yeah.
$14 an hour, I believe, is what they're paying for it.
Right.
The West Wall, what do we got going on there?
A lot of little snook, a few bigger snook, and quite a few redfish.
We're still at the halfway point south?
No, I got actually a couple of reports up there in Trout Creek of the redfish and a couple snook by two different people. that coincidentally live in Gulf Cove.
Okay.
But all the way down to basically Muddy Bay. Shrimp, cut ladyfish, paddle tails, pretty much shad tails. That's what I've been hearing about. Nothing else out on the bars or anything like that, just the bushes. Which is not too bad. A lot of guys using cut ladyfish this week. They're catching some of their own ladyfish, and they're also buying buying quite a bit of frozen ladyfish.
Okay. Let's slide it down to Cape Hayes.
Well, let's see. Cape Hayes, some Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, pompano, bonnet heads. What else did I hear about there? That's it. Kind of a mixed gamut. But nothing really big, special, spectacular, but
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, you know, and Flipper. We can't ever forget about Flipper. You always gotta include Flipper.
Know.
He's kind of pretty much a staple there.
That sounds like mostly a bunch of things we could catch on shrimp.
Yeah. It's always been shrimp.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Turtle and Bull Bays.
Still one of the better places going. Sheep's Head. Bonnet heads. Bull sharks from 2 foot all the way up to about 6 foot. More seeing them than catching them. Because not a lot of people target those sharks in there for some reason. Let's see. What else we got? We got a bunch of snook, bunch of redfish, and quite a few trout. And there again, shrimp is still working exceptionally well, along with some cut ladyfish, pinfish if you can find them. A lot of little snook if you're throwing white bait.
Okay. Have the trout been in any particular locations? Are they just out in the open randomly, or do you need to look for something?
No, they're just out in the open randomly. Doesn't seem to be any
rhyme or reason to where and why.
No, not at all.
Okay. Dig it.
Yeah.
Let's look at the Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef areas.
Spanish mackerel, kind of in the vicinity, but not anywhere on it. But I haven't heard of anything else on the reefs themselves. Just heard of the Spanish around it. That's it.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Well, let's see. Devilfish and Three Sisters have a bunch of trout mixed in around them. And if you get out a little bit deeper in that 5 to 6 foot range, you're finding Spanish mackerel also. And then up along the shoreline of Whidden Bay is Sheep's Head, snook, redfish. And then some trout more out in the open part of the bay. Okay. Wouldn't say it's exactly on fire, at least for the reports, but not too bad. But scattered patches of red tide coming through the vicinity, I think, has made it a little wonky with the reports.
Yeah, and it's been in and out of there.
Yeah.
Like, even on an hourly basis.
Yeah.
Even before the tide changed.
Right.
You know? So it's kind of hard to figure out what's going on in there.
Right.
It's there, and then it's not.
It's the wind. That's what it is, I think.
You're probably right.
But it's just been enough of an annoyance where people haven't been fishing it very heavy.
Which can work to your benefit.
Yes, yes it can.
The Placida Pier and Trestle.
Snook at night. A couple of bigger sharks at night. And then during the daytime, it's been Sheep's Head, mangrove snapper, a couple trout, a couple bonnet head, and an occasional Spanish mackerel. And there again, depends on the red tide.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have been, I just caught a little whiff of it, and it's fine. Or another person's coughing and sneezing and all that good stuff.
So if you start to get that whiff, you gonna hang out?
Nope.
And hope? Or nope. You know, vamoose?
I'm gonna move on. I'm not gonna stick around and wait for it to leave or see if the wind changes directions and none of that. I'm gonna show up, check it out, dip my toes in the water and say, nope, I'm good.
Right, take a sniff and book it.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And I will do that all before I unload anything, too.
Why?
Because that's a 150-yard walk.
Oh, hey, good news, crap. By the way. Yeah. Mike just sent me his best bet.
Oh, that was nice of him.
It is 10:26 a.m. right now. He knows the show ends at 9 a.m., right?
Yeah.
His best bet's trout, in case you wanted to know.
Right. Goofball.
Twit. Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park.
Lemon Bay. A lot of little trout. What else? Just trout. That's all I've heard about, really. Honestly, over there is trout.
Okay.
Wade fishermen, kayak fishermen, boaters, just trout.
You can boat, kayak, or wade. Well, that was always true.
Yeah.
Inglewood Anger Pier next to Tom Adams Bridge.
Twin spot jawfish.
Okay.
That was all he caught. Spotted. He caught that one.
Jawfish. That's going to mess somebody up.
Oh, yeah.
That's even better than mangrove sawfish.
Right.
Spot fin.
Spot fin.
Spot fin jawfish.
Yep.
Maybe somebody will look it up.
Hopefully. They'll like it if they do.
Anything else?
Nope. Got nothing.
That's it.
He didn't catch anything else. That was the only thing he caught.
I wouldn't complain about that day.
Nope.
That would be okay.
Yeah.
One spot fin jawfish, I'm good with it.
It'd be cool.
The Venice jetties.
I've never caught one.
No?
Nope.
You got to fish over bare sand more.
Uh-huh.
That's where they hang out.
Yeah, I've never caught one, so it's kind of cool.
It's kind of like, you know, the areas where you would catch squirrel fish
mm-hmm.
or pinfish out in the Gulf?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you need to fish, but it needs to be in like 15, 20 feet of water.
Right. Nope, I'm good. I'll catch one day, maybe.
It's kind of the same area where you catch sea robins or randomly snag a starfish.
Perfect.
Venice jetties.
Just some sheep's head and pompano. Guys are seeing snook, but nobody's catching any. Oh, they did catch a couple of Spanish mackerel there, too. Hasn't been... I mean, I didn't hear the Venice report, so I don't remember what he said, but...
He said lots of things. He talked a long time.
Yeah, I know that, but I just didn't hear the report, so... Can only go by the extra stuff that I heard in the last couple of days.
I understand. How about let's move out to the Gulf of Mexico. What do we got going on out there?
Anywhere from 3 to 10. A lot of sheep's head.
Now you're going to have to cut me some slack here because you're going to go way too fast with all the things here and it's going to be impossible for me to keep up with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do what I can to slow you down.
Just type as fast as you can.
That's what I'm going to do, but... There's only so fast I can go.
I know.
These sausage fingers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, carry onwards.
Going out 20 to 30 miles. Red grouper. Lots of mangrove snapper. Some very good-sized yellowtail snapper. And, of course, lanes. But the yellowtails, if you really want them, you got to chum. Donnie got into a few that were up to 4 pounds, I'm sorry. Another customer caught several that were in the 3 to 3.5 pound range. So
now what if you don't chum?
They don't seem to come up very much. You'll hook one here and there, but it's not consistent.
And the other thing we've found is that you hook one here and there, but it's a 12-incher.
Right.
Maybe a 13.
Right.
That's going to be about it.
Yeah. No, if you want one that's got pounds in it, you gotta chum.
Yep.
Let's see, what else? Going out to 140 to 170 feet of water, so basically 45 miles to 80 miles.
Which is far.
A long ways. Wahoo. several different people, not just one guy, but several people. One guy was several trips that he got wahoo each trip. And good size fish, like 5-footers, a couple of them that I saw pictures of, a lot in that 40-plus inch range. So good mixed bag.
So how are you going to catch those who's? You going to troll? Troll with a big old lure?
All high-speed trolling. That's how they're catching them. I mean, you can always flatline a bait out there while you're out there bottom fishing, and always a possibility. But, no, the high-speed trolling has been where it's at.
Okay. Those guys going way out, did they do any bottom fishing, reef fishing while they were out there?
Yeah, they got a couple red grouper, a couple scamp, and some big mangs.
No African pompano?
Donnie did, but they were smaller guys.
Okay. And I have seen a lot of African pompano photos out there this week.
I have been too. Donnie was in 53 miles out. I forget what depth of water that is, but he was 53 out. That's one of his favorite. He's got two wrecks out there where he catches African pompano pretty regularly.
Okay.
One guy did see a shark that he pretty positive was a tiger shark. Didn't hook it.
Right. But yeah. He saw it.
He saw it.
Kingfish?
They're scattered out there, but they are not thick by any stretch. People are seeing them free jump and a couple guys hooking them here and there, but nothing really special at all.
Okay. We got anything else to report out there?
Nothing.
Cobia?
Nope.
Barracuda?
Nope.
Scamp?
Yeah, I just said scamp a second ago.
I was just checking to see if you remembered.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Rockhind?
Probably, but nobody said anything.
Nassaws?
No. I've never heard or seen a picture of a Nassau.
Lionfish?
I've seen pictures of those, but no.
I think that probably they mistake their Nassaus for red grouper.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Punta Rasa, no reports until further notice. Do we have further notice?
Nope.
Redfish Pass, no reports until Captiva Pass.
Nope.
At least let me say the name.
Nope.
Boca Grande Pass.
Yep.
All right, Boca Grande. What do we got?
Spanish mackerel. A lot of tarpon rolling everywhere, not many being caught, but a lot of fish there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. They were stacked up about 30 feet off the bottom.
Were they?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good amount of fish.
You're in 60 feet, but it looks like you're in 30 feet
because
there's 30 feet of fish down below you.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, there was definitely no shortage of fish. They just weren't real hungry.
Right. Well, that's good.
But you could watch them roll.
That's cool. I enjoy that.
Yep.
I enjoy that almost as much as catching them. It's just National Geographic moments like that, you know? It's pretty awesome.
And we did not hook any gags on our crabs either.
No.
Although we did catch a little stone crab.
That's just funny.
He was smaller than the bait crab.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
He was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to talk about here in Boca Grande Pass?
Nope.
Okay. Walking the Gulf beaches. Anywhere from Sanibel to Venice.
Sporadic.
Any place at all.
Stump Pass and Boca are the only two rover reports that I got. A few snook, a couple of whiting, a few sheep's head, a couple of redfish. And an occasional Spanish mackerel. But, you know, that spotty red tide out there has been making it funky for people.
Yeah.
Just what can you do? Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all.
If you walk that mile and a half down to Stump Pass, you can kind of stand there and
hope there's not red
cough
tide.
Cough and cry and hope for the red tide to blow away.
Yeah, but were the plants still there?
The plants?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were plants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there were plenty of plants.
They didn't go anywhere?
No, they did not.
Oh, okay.
We saw the Hercules clubs and the random sea grapes and what else you got? Oh, the prickly pears are all blooming.
Nice.
So that was nice. They stood right there.
Yep.
Didn't move.
That's good.
You can watch the ospreys. while they're messing around down there and working there on their nest.
Constantly.
It gives you something to do.
For a nest the way they build it, I mean, it looks like a hand grenade went off in a toothpick yard. But it's crazy how much stuff they're constantly adding to it.
All the time, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I watch ones across the canal from us, and they're always bringing sticks. And the funny part is, I don't see a ton of sticks below their nest.
Right.
Very few.
So, does somebody come and steal the sticks at night?
I don't know.
I don't know. Are the owls taking them away branch by branch when nobody's looking?
Maybe.
I don't know. That has nothing to do with fishing.
No, it doesn't.
This is a fishing report.
Yeah.
Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Pine Island South End, no reports until further notice. Do we have further notice?
Nope.
Pine Island Sound North End, Rat and Cat, to include Mondongo and Patricio.
Well, Patricio over to Cabbage Key and over to Jug Creek Shoals, a lot of trout. Whole lot of trout. A few Spanish mackerel.
Whole lot of trout.
I heard of several redfish over there around Patricio. But that was almost a week ago. So.
And that whole lot of trout is including some nice ones.
Yes. Yeah. You personally caught several. Your customers caught several. I had a couple of customers that caught several. One guy got, it was either 23 or 24 inch trout.
If you like trout and you like trout fishing, it's a good time.
Yeah. Just use lighter tackle. It's even more fun.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot more fun.
And there are also some lizard fish over there, too. So.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, we snagged two of them.
Catch them and take them back in and try to catch a snook.
I don't think these would have survived long enough.
Oh. They were snagged up pretty good.
Yeah, one was snagged through the belly. The other was snagged on the side of the head.
Nice. Yeah, not going to make it.
Nope.
Little dame bramage.
A little bit. And what was interesting was we didn't really get the dolphins on us. We had one following us and playing in our wake while we were on our way over there. But while we were actually there fishing, it took probably, almost an hour before a dolphin showed up.
Really?
And then we just moved and went back up and did our drift again, and he didn't follow us. Maybe he'd already filled up on other dude's trout.
Probably.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilia.
Let's see. Trout and some Spanish mackerel and a couple of bonnet heads. And the trout seem to be about the same as what's over there by Patricio. Variety of sizes.
Okay. Want to throw a pinfish out and see if you can get a bigger one?
Probably, if you can get pinfish.
Well, that's always an if, isn't it?
Yes, because they're not that easy to get.
Nope.
We've been struggling a little bit. We got them in once, but, you know, people forget, still a farm-raised animal. Still got to wait till they get big enough to sell.
Well, and they're still figuring that out, too. Yeah. This is a relatively new product.
Well, and they also got damaged really bad in the hurricane, so that set them back several months of their consistent breeding parts.
Yeah. Once you get that production line started, then maybe they can get consistent at some point.
But yeah.
It doesn't happen immediately.
Right.
Burnt Store and Two Pine.
Burnt Store and Two Pine. You got snook, redfish, and some trout.
Okay.
A couple of bonnet heads up on the flat. That's about it. People are seeing a lot more fish than they're catching over there because that water is, like, super clear. But the couple of bigger redfish, one guy caught two oversized ones on cut ladyfish.
Okay. Tarpon?
Over there? No.
Mm-hmm. No? None?
None. Oh. Not that I've heard of.
Okay.
I'm sure they're inside Pirate Harbor, but I haven't heard of any.
Just checking. Well, we hadn't got to Pirate Harbor yet. That's this spot. East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Snook. small redfish, a few keeper-sized redfish, some jacks, a couple of short cobia, and a couple bonnet heads.
Okay, so there's a variety.
Yeah, once again, a lot of people seeing a lot more fish than they're catching.
Okay. Doo-doo-doo-doo, Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Nothing.
Nothing!
Nothing. Or, nothing.
No reports?
No reports.
Well, see, now you tricked me on this earlier.
Okay. I got no reports.
No reports. Okay. Juan Ponce de Leon Park.
Some snook. A lot more being seen than caught, but they are catching a couple. Mangrove snapper, small ones.
Dinky?
Yeah, very dinky, like 8-9 inches.
Dinky.
And smaller. What else? One black drum. One unidentifiable shark, because the picture was lousy. And
okay.
That's it.
Unidentified shark.
Yep.
All right. That doesn't sound fantastic.
Nope.
PGI canals.
Well, let's see. You've got lots of snook being trolled and also caught pitching underneath the docks. Some jacks, which seems to have gotten a little quieter in there for them, but they're still catching a few. Seeing a lot of tarpon, seeing the black drum, just not as cooperative on the feeding part yet. And that's it. It's been a weird week for certain areas. But I do that. I do like that people are reading it, because they're coming in here and telling me, you know, after you giving them grief to come in and give reports, they're coming in or calling me, which is awesome.
It's only a little bit of grief.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's kind of nice that I got at least one walk-in or call every couple days.
That's good.
Yeah, that helps. That helps immensely.
The Gilchrist Pier closed due to hurricane damage.
Yep.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
Let's see. The only thing I've heard there was a couple of Spanish mackerel. All the bottom fishing has been extremely quiet, which means they're probably catching cobia or something like that, and they just aren't saying much.
Right. The 20-foot holes. We said last week there was nothing yet. Soon, probably, hopefully, maybe?
A couple Spanish mackerel were seen free jumping, but nobody caught anything. And nobody's seeing anything in there other than that occasional Spanish jumping. There is a lot more fry starting to move in through there, and also thread fins. So that's getting there, which will kind of liven things up a little bit more.
So we have hope.
Definitely.
Okay, that does bring us to the baitfish report. So we have small fry.
Mm-hmm.
And threadies. In the open harbor. Can you net either of those things?
Nope, got nothing.
Okay. No whitebait around?
Very little.
Very little whitebait.
Very little. They're struggling to catch it. I mean, guys are going out at dark 30 and looking for it. Guys are going out in the middle of the day and looking for it. It's just, if you're in the right spot, you're going to find it, but it's been tough. One guy's running all the way to Bukilia, and he said 2 days in a row he got burned going down there and couldn't find anything. So it's been tough.
Okie dokie. That is not what people want to hear about.
I know.
The freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, lakes, rivers, and other assorted areas like that.
Oh, let's see. Got the Everglades, of course. a lot of the little canals over in Northport. And even some of the canals in Port Charlotte, they're getting some bluegill, tilapia, and crappie. Most of the bass that I've been hearing about are like the little 1 to 2 pounders.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. Went up into Prairie Creek, which is the North Fork of Shell Creek, the freshwater side up above the dam. Ralph Allen lives right there on the reservoir, and he said that it's been pretty slow fishing there since the hurricane, so we went up Prairie Creek to see what we could find. I wouldn't call it amazing, but we caught some fish.
Right.
Some little spotted sunfish. I caught a warmouth, which he was really surprised by. He said he hasn't seen a warmouth up there in ages. There were a couple small bass, lots and lots of tilapia up there. If you want to take some worms or bread balls or something like that, you could probably do really well on those. We weren't trying to catch those. We were throwing little beetle spins.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say it's amazing, but there are definitely some fish up there. Parts of the creek are still inaccessible due to down timber. So we weren't able to go up quite as far as we had planned to, but somebody has opened up some of those areas since. So somebody with a chainsaw has been busy.
Yeah, it's funny how you can go in there and just clear out some of that pepper trees and other stuff.
All right. Tarpon reports.
Oh, boy. Shell Creek.
At the dam?
Yep.
Which is a little bit weird when we have Boca Grande Pass stacked with fish, and we're starting out the tarpon report with the Shell Creek Dam.
That's because I've had more reports of people actually hooking them than anything. You know, that's been the one key area. And then the only other spot is literally Boca Grande. One extreme to the other. 30 miles, give or take.
But you know what? What I saw yesterday with those fish in Boca Grande Pass, I saw people fishing with jigs. I saw people fishing with crabs. I saw one guy fishing with either squirrel fish or thread fins. He was a little too far away to tell for sure which it was.
I mean,
it might even been skipjacks. What I didn't see was anybody dropping a shrimp.
The one key bait?
Nobody dropped a shrimp down, and that included us. So
Mike would never carry shrimp for that.
Yeah.
Even though he knows it works, he just wouldn't do it.
Yep. It wouldn't occur to him to do it.
Right.
You know? Because he immediately thinks tarpon bait, crabs. It's just, those two things are connected. It's like you've got two neurons in your brain that sit right next to each other, and when this one lights up to say, I need tarpon bait, the one next to it says crabs.
Yep. That's exactly how it works,
that's
too.
That's the connection.
Nobody uses anything else or thinks they can catch them on anything else. It's crazy. I don't understand it at all. I mean, I kind of get it, but not really. Now, when we do so much teaching of all of it and writing about it and talking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes that's just us talking to ourselves.
I know.
Including maybe this report. I don't know.
Sometimes. Sorry, it's been a long day.
I gotcha. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to discuss here?
No.
You want to wrap this thing up?
I think so.
You know how to do it.
All right. Good night, Robert.